So, the first time that I went to a drag show was in 2006, 2007, when I was undergrad at University of Maryland College Park. I was a good little Jewish boy, and I would go down to Town Dance Boutique, may it rest in peace, over in D.C. with all the other gay boys and girls, where I would enjoy on Friday nights the festivities, going to dance instead of Shabbat dinner, of course. One of the joys that I really found, we would go at 10 o'clock at night. If you got there before 10, then you didn't have to pay the cover charge. Or maybe it was a little 5, like something like that. And one of the joys that I would discovered was that there were drag shows at town, and I got to see these glamorous, vivacious, beautiful, big-haired, big-makeuped women going around collecting dollar bills, dancing, developing set lists, mingling with the crowd, and I said, ooh, I want to be like that someday. But I did not know that at the time. So, flash forward, last summer, I'm part of an organization, Unmatched Athlete. We are planning our big Union Collective Pride Festivity Day. And part of that day, in the evening time, we arranged, my husband, our board, our friends, we all arranged to have a nighttime, we have a stoop story like this. And then after that, we had a drag show at Union Craft Brewing. Raise your hand if you know where Union is. Nice. Feels really united in here. So one of the joys we had was saying, oh my gosh, we're going to have the drag royalty from last year perform. That's Caden, Amor, Chloe, and Egypt Chloe. And they put on a show, like dancing and beautiful costumes, and it's a lot. And so we said to ourselves, all right, how are we going to transition from like a climbing day and a stoop story into a drag show? And my husband turned to me and he said, do you want to do drag? I'll do a little drag if you do a little drag. And so began his journey of a big blonde bombshell hairspray moment, big blonde and beautiful. But so began my journey too, because I said, yes, I'll do it. Now, I have not performed since college. I had never done drag before, minus that one time in college when I did mock drag and I looked in the mirror and I saw my mother. So, never again. I said yes to him, yes to Unmatched, yes, I'll be one of the opening acts. We called up a friend of ours, and she prepped with us, and I went on Amazon buying sprees at 11 o'clock at night and bought my outfit and my things, and I went to stores across the city, and I got my things. I was feeling myself. So what was really hard for me was that here I am, we're getting ready, we're in her apartment. She's showing me how to do makeup. Now, I was a theater kid, so I'm used to being able to be seen from like 50 feet away. But in drag, you want to look glamorous like right here. You don't want to just look visible from across the audience. Unless you're Trixie Mattel, and if you're Trixie Mattel, then you do want to be seen from like far away and still scare you up close. But I didn't know that at the time. I knew that I wanted to develop a character for myself. I've always been a charismatic person, but I didn't know what it meant to be so publicly vulnerable. I was familiar with the idea of like me being community organizer guy, but what does it mean to be like me as a performer? And a performer past the age of 30, I thought, you know, back when I was a little twinkie thing, I thought I could do anything. But it's been years since college. So our friend was showing me makeup, and she was showing me foundation, First, eyebrows. Got to do your eyebrows first. Elmer's glue. Then you do your foundation. Then you do your concealer. Then you let it dry, and it takes forever for it to dry. Then you're doing more concealer, more bronzer, blending. Raise your hand if you are a makeup aficionado. Oh my gosh, there are not enough hands in the audience. I'm not gonna ask y'all for makeup tips then. So we're going at it, and I was learning things here and there, and I had a moment. I had thought about who my drag character would be. I made a point to get the hair that would be 3A type hair, you know, needs to still be me, but what if I was like a woman, 110%, 111%, and, you know, just keep going. And I said, she needs to still be me, but all the drag queens that I was seeing out there, you know, they were like putting on blonde and red wigs and looking kooky and funky. I want to look kooky and funky, yeah, but I want to look like me. So I made a point about the hair, getting the hair that was still my hairstyle, not some, you know, white Jewish's hairstyle from New York, but me, Jewish, from Baltimore, by way of New York. Thank you, Ellis Island. And the thing, though, was that she had paler skin than me. She's a white girl. She had different brows than me. She had a different backstory from me. So the tips that she was showing me were really helpful, but I realized I had to make them my own. I at the time, didn't realize I was giving, like, Marsha hair, where I was, like, really light makeup, really, like, it needs to be big and bold. But I'm really glad that I had that realization. Are y'all ready to hear my drag name? So my drag name is Sadaka Box. Because my name in English... Wait for it. My name in English is Justin Fair. If you speak Hebrew, that translates to Sedek Sedek. Thank you. My mom knew what she was doing. So a Sadaka Box is a coin jar that kids will put money into, coins, and then you give it to charity. So naturally, my drag character has to tell you to invest in your IRA. You need pinch pennies. You have to be very fiscally conservative or spendthrift. But either way, I'm here to tell you that you should invest in a savings account right away at a certain interest amount. I'll give you financial advice later, but not now. So I'm really grateful because I learned sort of that I could embrace myself and be me, but also be funky about it and be honest about it. I began the story by telling you all about where I started in college and how I got to where I was ready to perform. So I got my pineapple cocktail dress. I got my big shell earrings. I got a beautiful little shofar pin because, you know, it got to be super Jewish. And we had a great Union Collective Pride event. I did Barbara Streisand's Don't Rain in My Parade. It was really wonderful to be like dancing queen who was fearless, who felt herself. And I realized that I could be that person all the time, but I also realized I made a new friend. I made a person. I made myself. And it felt really good. I got lots of tips. And, of course, I donated them to Unmatched Athlete. You can also still find me on the Jewish circuit. I perform at the Jewish Museum of Maryland. And any of your bar mitzvahs and weddings, I'm here for it. Thank you.